This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. As I've been saying all day long, refer to the chart regarding where the Cowboys stand. This is
that chart's awesome.
Not only is this the reality of what the Cowboys like, this if I'm a Cowboys coach, I would say, Corey, please send that chart over to me. I would like to have that chart around, because what would you do with this chart, Kevin? You are here, all right? Ish.
Yeah,
and I would start, like, you know how you have the thermometer whenever you have goals for kids in elementary school for their donations, the can drive or whatever. Start filling it up. You know, say, hey, we are here. Let's work our way up to here. I would be telling the guys, the reality is this is what we are, and we can be better. That's, I mean, and if you're a coach and you're going, I don't know if we could be better, then you've got a bigger problems on your hand. But the Cowboys are currently a sub-mediocre team that can be better, and next week is a great opportunity for them to, against Philadelphia, a great opportunity, but they can celebrate last night and move forward from there.
I will tell you, I think...
Also, I want to say, that chart is representative of what I think the show thinks where the Cowboys stand.
Agreed. Okay. And so that's what could make this a win this weekend unbelievable. I think right now, unfortunately, that the team you're playing is probably the best team in football. And so a win there, I feel like, should at least get them to mediocre.
So, yeah, that is going to... We'll probably discuss this a lot more this week. But if the Cowboys win against Philadelphia, how much would that change people's mind? I think
a lot.
That's a good question, Corey. And I appreciate that, Corey. Thank you. But right now it is time for the C-Block, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what that means. On a Tuesday after Jerry has spoken, it's time for the level of concern.
Oh, man.
It is true. Thank you very much, Alec, for that. And I would like to start off with Cut 5 today. Choppy was really on a mission this morning to let everybody in the world know that he loves him some George Pickens. And I think he has a man crush on George Pickens.
Definitely.
I don't know if it's on, like, the everything about him or just the way he plays. But if you don't love the way George Pickens plays sometimes...
I don't know what your problem is.
Sometimes there are moments where you're like, don't do that. But then again, you're like, does that take away from Pickens? You know, who he is? Do we have to just deal with a 15-yard penalty every game because that's just who he is?
Not every game, but sometimes.
How many 15-yard penalties has he gotten this year?
Don't worry about that.
Okay, all right. Let's go to Cut 5, where Choppy asked, hey, Jerry, you know, whenever you fleece somebody like you did with the Steelers, do you ever feel sorry for them?
Well, guys, I'd like to say that possibly – that would be one way of looking at it. The rest of this thing is so humbling, and I'm constantly getting humbled. You just the entire team is like holding Jell-O in both hands. It's always something coming out from place to place. But I will tell you, that performance that George had last night was about as impressive First of all, he was. I know that he was trying to show that because he had a late problem there, that wouldn't affect his game. And so, bottom line, I'm so proud for us that we've got him. I don't know when I've seen a guy on a steady basis play as inspirational as he's playing. And that's the thing. He causes the guys around him to be better.
And, of course, that Jerry replay brought to you by Window Nation.
Kevin, I don't know that there is a real level of concern with Pickens.
And my level of concern is zero.
His?
1%.
Ooh.
Just because I feel like if you say zero, you're setting yourself up to look truly foolish.
Okay.
So 1% just for the sake of 1%.
I'm 100% confident in A&M.
Well, look, we just discussed this. I was not 100% confident.
But when it comes to George Pickens' play, like it's been a needed spark for this team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that CeeDee Lamb still could have been productive as the number one receiver on this team without a guy like that across from him. I still think he can do those things. But what George Pickens has added to it is now complemented Dak in a way that we were talking about it with Mickey this morning. As I was watching last night, I was going, why is Pickens single covered?
Yeah.
Why? And I kept thinking to myself, why? And then I would go, oh, yeah, because CeeDee Lamb's on the damn field. And because this team immediately, every team will go, we got to cover CeeDee Lamb. Hey, it's tough on you. You're going to have to cover Pickens. And that's just the way that it's going to be. And Pickens is like, I got you guys. And also watching the confidence Dak's throwing to him with. Dak threw up one last night that he just tossed it up in the air and hoped. And it almost got intercepted. But then watch the ones that he throws on slants and how they hit Pickens in the forehead. If his hands weren't in the way, that thing's hitting him in the eyes. And that's where you want that pass, and that's where Pickens wants that pass. We go back and talk about Jason Kidd and Dirk Nowitzki and that championship run and how important it was that Jason Kidd was delivering passes in their chest where they wanted to shoot from. And that's the same thing. To keep George Pickens in the flow of his run, you have to hit him in a certain spot. Dak has confidence in what he's doing right there.
I have that exact same level of confidence because I don't know which pass it was, but he threw it. I don't think I even watched it all the way through because I was like, hey, he's obviously going to catch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in terms of I took my eye off the TV for just a second and he did catch it.
To catch your child or something? Were you,
probably,
yeah,
man.
Probably so.
I learned a new term this weekend. Are you familiar with the term threenager?
No.
So it's
we have the terrible twos.
Exactly. But three-year-olds are jerks a lot, too. And so three-nagers, because they're very unpredictable. He can be the most loving and whiniest person in the span of, like, 4 minutes.
Dude, we were looking at family photos from the last, you know, whatever, how many years we've had kids. And
like you should know that.
I don't know when we started 17? Taking the pictures, though.
Okay.
And we were explaining to Carter, why is my monkey, my toy monkey, in this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because you wouldn't listen. And the only way we could get you to stand still was to say that your monkey could be in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why is Lucy in the background of this photo? And it's because she ran off.
Yeah.
And we had to go chase her down because you kids, and they were all three. That's a really good point, Kevin.
Three-nager.
Wow. All right, though.
Sorry to throw you off there.
Regarding play on the field, that's one thing. Let's go cut six here, though. Jerry, can you tell us any more about CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and why they weren't?
Pause.
On
this is a classic Jerryism. No, and then he tells you.
Not really. That were in-house issues and had to do with a meeting-type discipline. And that's about all you need to go into it here.
Now,
that's why you ask Jerry those questions.
You're right.
He'll tell you the answer.
The first word there was no. Jerry, can you give us more details? No. But here, let me give you some more details.
Not really.
In-house, discipline type. He gave us all the things we needed to know. You're going to be able to put a story together.
Yes.
Now, my question is, now that this has happened and Schottenheimer, the media kind of caught Pickens in a lie.
Yeah.
Because they said, he was like, hey, guys, it was all system. We were running a different system to start. And they were like, well, Shotty said this. He was like, that's between me and Shotty. But now that this has happened, what's your level of concern that it won't happen again?
This year, very, very low. Very low. Going forward, that is a different conversation that we probably aren't having right now.
My concern right now is that CeeDee Lamb was involved. I don't, like, I understand.
And he was.
And my concern is that, like, that's a dude that I look at and I go, I think he's doing all the right things to be a leader on this team. And I'm betting that he needs to learn a lesson from this. I'm hoping so. Because that's the image I have. Oh, man, it's nothing atrocious, honestly. Nothing atrocious. It just feels like I got let down a little bit. And I don't like that.
So, is there any part of you, I think the answer is probably no. Is there any part of you that wishes the Cowboys would have won, but those two wouldn't have particularly shown out? So you can be like, see?
No. No, there's a lot of things that go into this. Maybe the discipline was something that woke them up for the game.
Okay.
There's, you know, maybe that's what they need sometimes. There's a lot of different, and you got to learn your players individually. You have to. We talked about that with Tim Brown last week.
Agreed.
Every single coach, Lou Holtz, I can come over to you and I can say this because I know you well enough to know how you're going to respond. Our boss manages each one of us differently. He knows with you that he's just got to kind of kick you in the butt and then pat you on the butt and then kick you in the butt and pat you on the butt. And with me, he cannot kick me in the butt because I'll cry and I will be sad. No, I'm just joking. But like, he just knows.
I would be motivated.
He knows we're very different, yeah. And he talks to us in different ways to get the best out of us. And that's what every great coach should do. And I think this is a good experience for both the coach and the players to learn more about each other.
Okay.
I hope it works. I hope it works. Let's go to cut 10 here. Jerry Jones on watching Quinnen Williams play.
Well, I was zeroed in on him early, and I wanted to see how the Raider offensive line was handling him. And that kind of caused you to sit back in your seat and smile a little bit. He was so dominant. And I have not, again, looked at the film on the way in, but, boy, I'm telling you, if we can get those kinds of plays and people have to adjust their blocking schemes for him, then you obviously get some advantages in other parts of your defense.
Yeah.
And we just haven't had pressure like that, pass pressure. And so when you can be sound on against that run and then get some pressure too, and it's coming from a bad spot for the quarterback up the middle, and we haven't had that.
No level of concern there, honestly, except for that maybe Jerry. My level of concern is with Jerry on that. I made the trade. It worked this time. Awesome. And everything's fine.
It was kind of interesting.
I want the GM to be like, that was great. Now more.
And the way the question was set up is they were kind of like, oh, you know, Philly, there's a picture of you and you're taking special interest in Quinnen Williams. And then he said that same thing. And you're like, I get that because mm-hmm. you don't want people to like crap on your decisions. But, you know, let's keep that same enthusiasm for every play.
And then cut 16 on the competition at right tackle with Max Crosby having quite a night.
Well, you saw, and I just said, that was probably, they were the most challenged of any player we had to keep that Crosby off the, off the quarterback, or for that matter, off the runner. And we had help in mind from time to time, and we had a couple of I just saw the tight end on him, and I said, now good luck with this. We're not going to be around long if all.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What we're trying to do is get him with a tight end or stand in his way. So I don't want to make any more of it than it is, but I thought on balance, considering the type of player he is, I thought we had a heck of a game, and be surprised if our offensive line doesn't grade out really well.
Man, as he said, he's a mess. And I just thought that was hilarious with Max Crosby. And you know what? Held up pretty okay. That's what I'll leave it at that. And then last one. I really like this question because it refers to something Troy Aikman was asked on Scott Van Pelt's show at the very end of the night last night. If the Raiders win, could catapult the Cowboys into the playoffs, who currently have a 7% chance?
Well, that's the point. And look at these numbers. They're daunting as we look ahead for a playoff. But we don't want to look any farther past than this weekend with Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is playing at a heightened level of just excellence. They've played their last games and played them well. I was real impressed the other day with Detroit. But the bottom line is that I'm excited about playing Philadelphia, and it'll be a good out. For the makeup of our team right now. I'm anxious to see the game.
Now, when Troy Aikman was asked about that, he said that would be a stretch. And I think that Jerry answered that appropriately. I think that Troy's answer is correct. It would be a stretch right now with 7% chance to say the Cowboys, after beating a team with 2 wins, are now destined to be a playoff team. I think Jerry also answered that correctly. This week is the next step. And Philadelphia, I think he said good out.
Yeah.
I think this was a get-right game in all respects.
Agreed.
You beat a bad team. You needed to find out what you were. You were coming off a bye week. All these things was a get-right game. Now, this is a test. The next one is a test. And how do you look in that next test? And then, again, the next one after that. So, Jerry sounds like he's in the right mindset there of next game right now. It is definitely a stretch for this Cowboys team to be, that one definitely makes sure they're in the playoffs now.
That being said, he did deliver the phrase elevated level of excellence, which, man.
And he said that Dak was the greatest leader he's ever seen, ever. Taking a shot at a guy who said that there was a stretch without taking a shot at him.
I do not know if those two things
are
related.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
But To be fair, I don't know they're not.
All right, coming up next here on the KNC Master Police. Now, oh my gosh, I said Master Police because I'm so concerned about this. What is this Rangers team going to look like as we have some new updates on the Texas Rangers? And Baseball Nuggets next on The Fan.
Williams back at running back. Prescott is under center. Stamps his left foot. Receiver in motion to the left. Prescott play action. Left side of the end zone. Right on the money. To Ryan Flannoy. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reminder, the G-Bag Nation will be broadcasting live from the Low T Center in Grapevine, 1000 West State Highway 114. Go see them. Go hang out from 2 to 7. Hopefully you know when that show is on by now.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Go check out the G-Bag Nation and Men's Tea in Grapevine and refer to the chart. And you know what? My understanding of time? Sub-mediocre. I will put it that right now.
Did you get lost?
I got stopped by the boss in the hallway.
Oh.
So I was on time. We had a small chat, and then one of our guests that stopped in, I said bye to that person.
Yes.
So then that was that's the thing that got me in 2.5, 3 seconds late. I'm sorry about that, guys.
It's okay.
I care about you and I care about this show. Right now it's time for Baseball Nuggets with us.
I like that.
Is that that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did it happen? Oh, it happened.
I can do it now.
So.
Just a little late. Just a little bit late, you know?
A little late. In case you missed it earlier, Jonah Heim and Adolis Garcia, as we've talked about, are on the trading block. But what feels far more imperative about that story now is that Friday is the tender, non-tender deadline, and Heyman and Morosi are saying that the Rangers are looking to make that move before then. So we're talking about in the next 48 to 72 hours. Feels like there is a high probability that neither one of those players are on the team anymore.
Okay. Jonah Heim didn't have – he never got better.
Right.
That World Series run – like, you couldn't have asked for a better catcher. You needed somebody to do what he did. He was exceptional. Him and Mitch Garver, they complemented each other. Obviously, Mitch Garver became more of a DH. But Jonah Heim, as a switch-hitting catcher, you're like, dude, this is everything you want.
Right.
But it just seemed like he lacks a little bit of a fire that I think Chris Young really desires to.
Interesting.
You ever watch him play, Kevin? You ever watch Jonah Heim?
Yes, many times.
It just seems like, and I know catchers hate things. Like, catchers are just like, I get hit with the baseball all the time. But when he gets hit, it's like, oh my God, are you kidding? He's like Eeyore to me. That's how it was for me. Was Eeyore.
Still think Eeyore gets a bad rap.
You think so?
Somebody hammered a nail into his butt.
That was him, I presume.
How would that work?
Hold on. This is a podcast, I think, that we need to discuss.
Okay.
But he just had this, like, oh, look about everything.
Yeah.
Adolis, on the other hand, is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that any of us expected Adolis to be a 10-year Rangers hero. We found him late in his career, and he popped late in his career, too. And you got the best years out of him. Like, you really did. You got his probably his best years for a very reasonable price.
Yeah.
He was a World Series hero.
Yes.
An ALCS hero.
Always will be.
The most entertaining part, I think, of that World Series and ALCS, too. That story, Kevin, we were in Oxnard, and we're on the beach, and all of a sudden, everybody's like, dude, did y'all see Marcus Semien stomp on that? And then he hit a grand slam. And all this stuff goes on, and we're like, man, we're going to have to play Houston again at some point. And Adolis was ready for it again.
Yeah.
But the last couple of years, the bat hasn't been the same. The defense out in the outfield was pretty good. This year. The year before.
It was not.
But there was also this part of Adolis that looked like he was upset that he had to sign the contract that he signed.
That is, well, I believe that 100%. He thought he was going to get a long-term deal that was not only going to buy out all these years of arbitration, but go far beyond that.
And so it just seemed like that kind of got in the way a little bit. I know injuries popped up on him from time to time, and maybe he played through them, but I always felt like emotionally and internally, Adolis had this cloud in him that was just not letting him play like the Adolis we'd seen before. And I thought it was due to some financial stuff there. And that's unfortunate for us, for him, for the Rangers. But right now, looking at this, do you think they can get anything for these guys?
No. I mean, let me try that again. Yes, but it's going to be low-level prospects. And maybe not even that, because you're just looking for some salary relief, honestly. But the issue about trading them earlier, and I see some people saying that, is you heard Boach every time he talked to us. The level of loyalty that he had, and I understand why, to every single one of those players that made either started or made a big contribution to that World Series run, it was too tough for him to break out from that and be like, yeah, well, thanks, we're going to trade you now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it took this long. But when you hear the news that they're looking to get it done by Friday, or else they might just non-tender them, if you're a team out there, you're like, okay, what's it worth for me to skip the line?
Mm-hmm.
A Class A prospect?
Probably, yeah. No, I mean, I don't think it's much, and I don't think the Rangers are truly going to ask for much. They're kind of hoping they just get something.
Yes.
And if they can just get something, that would be better. Because, again, this kind of does go to replenishing the stock in that minor league pool. You kind of do need to do that. You did lose a couple of pieces on your way to trying to make one last run here. And so, and Kevin, I will go back. I always thought that Chris Young, in order to get Bruce Bochy to come out of retirement, said, I will do everything I can to ensure you have a chance.
Yeah.
And then so last year, while everybody was calling for this, Chris Young was going, but don't I remember my promise to him initially. He got me a World Series. I promised him this. I will continue to do that until the days are done. And now the days are done there. But when it comes to these players, I will miss what they provided for us in that World Series. And I hope the best for them as this Rangers team kind of goes into a new chapter, because they are definitely going into a new chapter.
Absolutely. A couple things we didn't get to mention yesterday. Kike Hernandez is going to miss the World Baseball Classic after undergoing surgery. And Josh Naylor and the Mariners agreed on a 5-year, $92.5 million deal. A few names on the lists of new Hall of Fame options. Do you think any of these players could be Hall of Famers? So there's 12 newcomers on the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot, and several of them have Rangers ties. Hunter Pence is on that list.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Not a Hall of Famer though, right? He's a Hall of Fame sign getter.
And personality.
Yes.
Like, we love Hunter Pence's personality. Yes. And Kevin, that has been historically a line of delineation.
Yeah.
Is that the right thing?
Or demarcation.
Demarcation,
sure.
For getting in and not is how you are with media. Like, that has been a thing over time. Sometimes it's not always about numbers. If it was,
yeah,
there are lots of other dudes anyway. But yeah, I think he's a world-class personality.
Cole Hamels. He's not.
In 3 years, he could be an ace.
That would be something. I love Cole Hamels. We love talking with him. His eyes are beautiful. I don't think that he is somebody that is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't have the comparison war-wise for him, like for anybody else. He has a 57.9 war in his career.
It used to be the thought was it needed to be at least 60. I know, obviously, that has changed.
Okay. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, he was a really good pitcher, dude.
He was.
Really good pitcher and on some really good teams, too.
Yes. You're right.
Got a couple no-hitters on his belt, too.
And he won World Series MVP as well as NLCS MVP, but never finished higher than fifth in the Cy Young. I don't see it.
Hater.
Shin-Soo Chu. He's not making
it. No. And you know what? Like, injuries were a problem here, but he actually was good.
No,
it was just the contract was so big.
He was a very good player, to be sure.
Yeah. Didn't you have, like, his batting average was the Shin-Soo Chu line at one point?
Yes.
Yeah, he was not good.
And that well, but at times, that's how you know when a player is, like, really good or if they're just okay. All right, do you want to go to baseball cards or back to the Rangers?
Alec?
The Rangers news made me sad. Go to baseball cards.
All right. Paul Skeens has signed 5 baseball cards with his name in Japanese characters.
And you know some little kid whose grandparents are laying in the same bed foot to foot are going to find that, and then they're going to go to the chocolate factory, and then they're going to cheat, and they're going to get away with everything, and then they're going to get the company.
Well, it's confusing. Some of those kids died. Another one got the factory, even though they all broke the rules. I'm just looking for some consistency, Willy Wonka.
So he's got 5 cards that he signed in Japanese lettering.
Correct.
Does he know, like, is he, can you explain more?
Yes, indeed I can. So the trading card company Onyx stopped by him and Libby Dunn's house in Florida. They had just gotten back. They did some activities with the USO, and Paul Skeens had spent 2 nights on an aircraft carrier and stuff. And we've seen this before. Like, there's some Shohei cards out there like this. I believe Yamamoto did a handful of them as well. But, and I hope I'm saying this right, kanji is the language. And so the person representing Onyx was like, hey, would you want to do something different and unique? Paul Skeens is like, what are you thinking? And he said, how about writing your name on the cards in Japanese? And thankfully, this guy was ready. He pulled out a sheet of paper to show Paul what his name would look like in Japanese. Studied the paper, looked it over, and was like, yeah, let's do it. And so he signed 5 cards with his name in Japanese. So it's kind of like a style of Japanese writing using Chinese characters. And I think that's super cool because you can be like, and that's, he's the first U.S. born player to autograph cards like this. And so, I don't know. This feels like a cool chase if you were looking to try to pick it up. Oh, I got a Paul Skeens autograph card. Oh, really? I have it with a hybrid system using Chinese characters and Japanese languages that he autographed, but that's good for you.
I love the story. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And especially, like, how much do we love the Josh Jung, him drawing doodles and stuff? Like, it's just different. And it means that the player, in my mind, put a little different thought into it or a little different effort. I think it is cool. I don't know how much more in value they are, but whatever.
Well, for example,
especially since there's only five.
The second highest sold Ohtani card ever is signed in kanji. It's sold for $600,000.
I would have loved it more, though, if when they asked him if he'd like to do it, he was like, by the way, I've been practicing this.
So he didn't need the sheet of paper
to show off to Livy for so long, and now I get this shot to do it. I am so glad y'all asked. And then bam! And then you're like, hold on, Paul Skeens is a man of mystery we never knew about, other than he's just kind of boring.
I am very sorry that I could not present that was the actual story.
Right. It's all right. I like my story,
you. I appreciate that, though. We're the KNC Masterpiece, Corey. You say it.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Okay, first down and about 12. And Smith hands it to Jenny in the end zone, and Ezeraku might have him in the end zone. Ezeraku got through, and it's a safety. Ezeraku's penetration stopped Jenny in the end zone, and Jenny puts both hands on his head and says, what have I done?
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin and Alec Medford. We're hanging out in studio, but the G-Bag Nation in this crosstalk brought to you by D&M Leasing is on the road. Gentlemen, Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. How are we doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm fantastic. After a win, there's only one thing to do, and that is celebrate. You could say it's the Raiders, or you could celebrate. Guys, what are your thoughts on the Raiders?
Well, you know, Brian explained to us all week long and going back into last week who the Raiders are, so it was no surprise. But I was just happy that the Cowboys took care of business to the extent that they did. You know, it's not a foregone conclusion that the Cowboys are going to destroy a team with a bad offensive line. We saw that against the Giants. So the fact they went out and did that last night, I'm going to take that until further notice. It was a great step in the right direction.
I know we've talked about a whole lot of key plays in the game today, but one thing we haven't talked about yet, this was a sequence of back-to-back-to-back plays. Overshown gets a one-on-one with Genty and is able to just push him out of bounds. Genty finally got some space. Very next play, Bland on a comeback on a route breaks up a pass. Very next play, Toya gets a sack and forces a field goal for the Raiders offense that at that point had been like moving up and down the field with relative ease.
Yeah, there were some concerning moments, like especially the opening pass to Bowers. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Yeah. Nothing is fixed. But, you know, that's going to happen in a game. And you hold them to, what, 230 yards passing and, I don't know, 6 yards rushing from Genty.
Yep.
There were moments, though. And even up 15 with like 10 or 11 minutes to go, I'm like, this thing ain't over. You know, until the safety happened, I thought it was possible the Raiders would get a couple of big plays.
Broadus, I don't know if you heard, but we were talking about yesterday what you told us in the crosstalk about, hey, the Raiders can be really good at stopping your inside run game, especially in the first quarter after that first series. I thought the Cowboys were doing a really good job of excelling for the most part in the inside run.
Yeah, that, you know, the Raiders had come into the game and people had tried to run the ball on them. You know, they'd had where games where there were 28 carries and games and stuff like that. And so, yeah, they were averaging, you know, giving up about 3.7 yards a carry, and you were watching them on tape. You know, and a lot of it had to do with how Max Crosby kind of plays around the line of scrimmage, and you know, the linebackers for them had been playing at a pretty high level. And yeah, the Cowboys did a great job of just taking it right at them. And I was wondering, like, okay, is it going to have to maybe come off the edges a little bit? But no, man, it went right straight at them. And, you know, the film showed that they were able to get some movement. Span Ford has done a really nice job of being a point of attack blocker. And, you know, you got guys like, you know, with Booker and how big he is, and BB, his ability. So, yeah, and Williams is running the ball tough. His vision has been so good this year. finding those holes and then making teams pay for it.
It was probably the best game, in my opinion, and I get the competition, but the starting five finally getting now to play back-to-back games together, it was their best game. I thought Booker was awesome. Guyton was really good. I was nervous about Terrence Steele. He held up pretty well. They had a great plan for how to not allow Max Crosby to eliminate you in this game.
Yeah, I saw. I counted seven different blockers took a crack at him.
They had a bunch of. They were hitting him constantly. Yeah. I mean, him and Booker got into it. I thought Tyler Booker was really good early to get that running game going with Javonte Williams. To your point there, Hagee. So, I mean, I think that the offensive line, and that was something we talked about yesterday, Gavin, like some of the struggles with the offense. If they can now start to trend, and I don't even really care what happens win-loss record, but I just want to see this offensive line, because you got a lot of young pieces here.
Yeah.
You got a second-year starting center. You got a rookie right guard. You got Tyler Smith, who is still playing good football despite being banged up. You got a second-year left tackle, right? If these guys can start to gel as a unit to where now that can be a strength by the end of the season as we head into the following year, you're going to be feeling really good about where this offensive line is heading into the offseason, despite whatever you might want to do at right tackle.
I'm kind of curious, Woolchuck, what you meant by I understand the competition. Can you explain a little more?
That the defensive line of the Raiders outside of Max Crosby is Bucci's.
Ah, okay. All right. And nobody said anything about that last night during the post-game?
No, I think we were nobody even mentioned that. I don't know what you're alluding to there, Corey.
All right. I was watching the post.
I feel like I heard something.
I thought it was a very fantastic post-game show, as always.
Oh, yeah, there was that one text.
Bobby with that thing with the AI thing.
That one text.
That was AI brought us.
AI brought us had to tell the fan base that, like, listen, we told you all week the Raiders aren't very good, so don't be coming in here and telling us that like it's the Raiders, because we'd already told you that in the build up to the game. So that AI brought us. You got to watch it every once in a while.
Yeah, it's entertaining. I'll tell you that though. Bobby does a good job with that. Really appreciate it.
AI brought us has that dog in him, man.
Do you like the way Bobby does the AI specifically because that feels like he's like, no, this is what I think you really want to say.
There's a Twitter guy that's like my burner account for things that Broadus really wants to say, and I find it fascinating because he's dead on right about that.
I gotta find this. Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't know there was a Broadus burner.
Yeah, Broadus burner. That guy says stuff. He's got me down pretty good of things I really want.
Is it really you?
I wish it was. I wish I was that smart.
this defense, after what you saw last night, is this a whole new defense, or is this a continually evolving group, and Eberflus just has some better talent now?
Yeah, just look at who all was inactive, and that's all you need to know last night. Look at all the inactive players on defense, and those are the guys that had got you to the point where you were 3-5-1. You know, and so now you've got a lot of replacements, a lot of guys, some young corners that stepped up. It was nice to see Carson continue to have some good snaps. Bland was back to playing at a high level. You know, I admit it, I'm really critical of Hooker, but I thought he played pretty well in the game. They're starting to change out some things at linebacker. They just needed to do a lot of things. But just look at that inactive list. That tells you how the guys that they were playing with, they don't have to play with those guys anymore.
Any level of concern about CeeDee or Pickens and why they needed to be disciplined? I know in the game, especially.
Yeah, man, if you hang out all night at a hotel and drink until wee hours of the morning, you know, then, hey, man, I'll tell you what, and you come rolling in right when the sun's coming up, I'd say that's a pretty successful night in Vegas. And for them to come back and play at a high level that night was even better.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I mean, if you...
Apparently
if,
not.
Except that one thing.
Apparently not. Yeah.
The Adam's apple. Man, that's pretty incredible, though, huh? I mean, to still be able to perform at a high level.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
after a night like that.
Oh no, if you go out and you're having a good old time and stuff like that,
just channeling Michael Irvin.
Yeah, let's go, man.
But you get back at 7, you're asleep by 7:30.
It's a night game, man. Yeah. You got a couple hours. Yeah, all you need is like You probably just get a little food in you, a little pregame meal.
Get
and
a
then
liquid IV to the room.
Just
you're all
go.
Good.
Yeah, just go. These guys are really good at it, man. They're good at this, doing this stuff.
And Vegas knows how to be hospitable, you know? They know how to make sure you're taken
care of. They know how to drop you off right at your hotel when it's time to get back to the place. You're just about 7 or 8 hours late, but other than that, yeah.
We've been referring to the chart a lot today, guys. The chart, in my mind, elite. And then you got above mediocre, mediocre, sub-mediocre, and bad. Do you agree the Cowboys are still sub-mediocre, but can get to mediocre and above mediocre in the next few weeks?
I'm going to say mediocre. I think this defense is somewhere around 18 to 22 in the NFL, how it's going to play the rest of the way. And the offense is probably between 8 and 12. So I think you average those things out, and you're about mid-pack right now with maybe give or take 5 spots.
I like what Hagee was saying earlier about Super Bowl. This team ain't losing.
That was
game.
Sarcasm, people.
No, it was not sarcasm.
I liked what Hagee was saying about Abraham Lincoln and the crosstalk, and everybody just disregarded it.
And Alex Nipples.
They missed that.
Yes, yeah. That's the big part right there. All right, that is the G-Bag Nation. Get more AI G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. Roll home with those fellas. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Until tomorrow, you've been Masterpiece.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.